Thank you and good morning. It may be election day, but that has no effect on the Board of Supervisors who meet this morning at 9 o'clock. The board is expected to approve the purchase of the McKay Tract property that will be turned into a community forest. The total cost for the property is $6,785,000, and four of the five supervisors must approve the purchase. The Phase 1 purchase will be done with a combination of funds from the county, the Trust for Public Land, the Coastal Conservancy, the California Natural Resource Agency, the Wildlife Conservation Board, and the Headwaters Fund. The supervisors will also hear a presentation from Dr. Murad Gabriel on the status of seven illegal trespass marijuana grow sites that have been cleaned up in Humboldt and Trinity counties. Multiple local, state, and federal agencies participated in the cleanups, which included the restoration of diverted water from local streams, the removal of hundreds of pounds of fertilizers, rodenticides, insecticides, and plain old garbage. In Smith River last week, dozens of volunteers joined in to lend a hand in the cleanup of an illegal marijuana grow site in the Smith River watershed. Volunteers bagged up tents, fertilizers, food waste, tarps, along with trash and debris from a 3,000-plant grow site. The cleanup then extended to other areas along the river, where garbage from transient encampments, old tires, a dozen grow lights, a washing machine, and other scrap and junk were removed. The supervisors will also make the naming of the Fields Landing Boat Launch Facility official at today's meeting. The boat launch will be named after former supervisor and fisherman Jimmy Smith. A ceremony was held last week to honor Smith, and today's resolution makes it official. One agenda item has been removed from today's meeting, a proposal from Board Chair Rex Bone to display the national motto, "In God We Trust," in board chambers. The proposal was spurred by an activist group in Bakersfield, which is lobbying local and state governments to display the motto, a motto which was changed from the historical Latin phrase, "E Pluribus Unum," during the 1950s. Eureka police are searching for 36-year-old wanted felon Jason Omholt, who fled on foot from Eureka officers after being found inside a vehicle that had been reported stolen on Friday morning. Officers located the vehicle on Herrick Avenue, and Omholt was able to elude the officers, who deployed a taser in an effort to subdue him. Omholt is well known to Eureka police, having been arrested in connection with a series of armed robberies in 2006. Anyone with information about Omholt is asked to contact Eureka police. Mendocino County authorities have charged 35-year-old McKinneyville resident Athena Doyle with two counts of attempted murder. The Mendocino DA alleges Doyle deliberately drove her vehicle off a cliff above beaches along Highway 1 near Westport on October 3rd. Doyle and her two boys suffered serious injuries. She was arrested at her house in McKinneyville and taken into custody over the weekend. The Eureka Police Department is wearing black mourning bands over their badges in part to honor a former Eureka officer who died on duty in 1947, but also in honor of four police officers and sheriff's deputies who have died in the line of duty in California in the past 10 days. Department personnel will wear the mourning bands through Friday. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Voters in the city of Eureka will be asked to continue a sales tax hike that was originally passed in 2010. Measure Q would maintain the half-cent sales tax increase that has been earmarked for public safety. City officials and both the Chief of Police Andy Mills and Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods support the measure and argue that it's vital to the public safety services their respective departments provide. If Measure Q is approved, it would maintain the sales tax rate at 8.25%. That would rise to 8.75% if the countywide public safety measure Z is approved by voters today as well. Since it was passed in 2010, Measure O generated just over $4 million in the 2012-2013 fiscal year. Measure Q will pass with a simple majority. In addition to local school bonds and sales tax increases, Humboldt County voters will also consider a countywide sales tax measure when at the polls today. Measure Z would raise the county sales tax rate by a half cent for the next 5 years, with the money earmarked for public safety, public works, and the county probation department. If passed by a simple majority, the sales tax increase would take effect in April of 2015. An advisory committee would be formed to provide oversight on how the revenue generated will be spent. Any revenue generated would also be subject to an annual independent audit. And that's the news on this Election Day morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.